How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
You good?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. What'd they ask you in that room?
They asked me, how did I start my business? How much I'm making my business.
How much you making your business?
So right now, nothing.
Right now, nothing?
Yes.
At all?
Yes.
So, what's your business?
I have a streetwear clothing brand.
Tell me about it.
That's called Grind and Silence Apparel.
Oh, so okay. So what does Grind and Silence mean?
To me, it's really, don't. Everything don't have to be explained, and
like this brand.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a terrible job explaining this brand.
I know.
Let's try it over. Let's try it again. Tell me about your brand.
My brand is a streetwear clothing brand. And
do you like this company?
I do. I'm just kind of a little nervous. I never did.
Why are you nervous? All right, put your hands down. Why are you nervous?
Because I don't want to mess up on the question.
Don't be nervous. You're not going to mess up on the question. I'm just asking you to tell me about this brand that you love, that you started.
Okay. So when I was younger, I was a silent person. And every thing I did in my job and everything, okay, Dave, I'll be honest. I'm still learning as I grow.
Good.
In my brand name.
Good. I'm not mad at that. This is a good starting place. Because not everybody just starts out being articulate and being able to talk about the thing that they created.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting you for that. I do like the fact that you understand that this is a challenge for you, because now we have a starting place now. This is good. Okay? So don't feel bad. But at some point, you're going to have to learn how to at least tell somebody about your company.
Correct.
Otherwise, you're going to be grinding in silence. I'm building a business, not telling nobody about it. We can't do it that way. How long have you been doing the business?
2 years.
2 years. You sold something.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. About how much you think?
$1,774.
$1,774 in t-shirt, hoodie, and hat sales.
Yeah, hoodie and sweatpants.
Okay. $1,774.
Yes.
In 2 years?
Yes. Well, that was in 2021. Yeah, I know it's bad.
It's 2024. Okay, now I'm all messed up because you've been doing the business for 2 years.
Yes.
But you said you made most of the money in 23 years ago.
Correct.
What is it? When did we start the brand?
In 2021. I came up with it in 2020.
Came up with it in 2020?
Yes.
You started selling the brand in 2021?
Yes.
Here it is, 2024. I mean, you had the idea about 4 years ago. You started the business 3 years ago. In the second year, you made $1,774. And the last 2 years, we've been grinding in silence. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Last 2 years, no sales.
No.
Okay. And that's okay. It's all right. because there's something stopping you from making money or telling people about this brand. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to find out. My first question is, why did you start this company?
I started it.
Hold on.
Hold
on real quick. Someone's asked you this question before, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was he acting like this when y'all had a conversation? Okay. You got to shake this nervousness because I'm not here to attack you. Kinda. A little bit. You've seen the clips. You've seen how I see. But I'm not going to do that today. Maybe. Not much. Because I know what you're going through. I feel what you're going through. It's like this burning passion on the inside, but for some reason, it's not traveling from my head or from my heart out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And that's not something you can control in this moment. But whether it's t-shirts or hoodies or hats or real estate or bowling balls, you're going to have this same issue. Unless you start to work on it.
Right.
And you can work on it. I'm going to help you work on it today. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to answer it without thinking about it. Okay? No cameras here. Just me and you. What made you start this brand?
I wanted to... I got tired of working 9 to 5.
Okay. I know the feeling.
Yeah. I got tired of working 9 to 5. And I want it better for myself.
I actually started my brand because I was tired of working 9 to 5. I wouldn't work 9 to 5, but I worked at the Cheesecake Factory and I wanted better. I knew I was better than that. Or I thought I was at least. But it turns out I wasn't. You have what you have and you are who you are because you've earned it based on who you've become. So if you make $30,000 or $40,000 at a job right now, you earn that. You have that, mm-hmm. not because any other circumstances, but because of who you've become and how hard you work and how much you like your leisure mm-hmm. and all the decisions that you made up until now. Wherever you are right now, is the sum total of all of the decisions that you've made up until now.
Yeah.
Okay? So you want better for yourself, but you're not willing to do better for yourself just yet.
Yes.
So do you work a job now?
No.
How do you make money?
Lyft.
That's a job. So you make money from Lyft right now?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you pick Lyft?
Honestly, I was.
Because you don't have to talk to anybody. Right? Right? It's a job where you yeah. don't have to say anything but verify their name. True. James?
Yes.
Cool. True. And you're the best type of Lyft driver, too.
Yeah.
Because you're not about to talk to them and find out where they're going and how they're doing today and all that kind of stuff.
Actually,
you be talking to people?
A lot, yes.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
A lot.
So when people get in your car, what you be talking about?
I tell them about my inspirational speaking.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Seriously?
Nah. And I'm not laughing at the fact that you're a motivational speaker, bro. I'm not. I promise you, I'm not. But I am curious. How often do you do motivational speaking?
Every day.
But not in front of a crowd, though.
No, on my social media.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go on and check it out. Let's check this out real quick. Because I got to see it. I just got to see it. If I was going to bet,
mm-hmm.
you And it was like, yo, what does he do on his social media? I would have lost my money because I would have bet anything but motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your Instagram?
God first.
Say it.
God first, not Rashad.
God first.
Yes.
Not Rashad. FIRST or 1ST?
1S.
God 1ST.
Wait, no. God first, FRIST. Not one, my bad.
This is getting better and better, bro. God first dot Rashad.
Yes.
That's you, right?
Correct.
I'm not following you right now because... Okay. Let me find one where your face is real screwed up, where you talking good. Hold on, let's see. Nah. Not the first one I click on is you telling people God is calling you to be bold and you got to be bold and preach the word. Nah. Okay, let's listen to this again. Hold on.
If a guy is calling you to do, be bold. If that's preaching his word, be bold. If that's going out in the public and preaching his word to a thousand of people, be bold. Be bold. Be bold. If he calling you to talk to this person, go up to them. Be bold. Know what I'm saying? Be bold. Know what I'm saying? And that's our problem. It's not a problem, but we are a representative of Christ, of Jesus Christ. And if we don't be bold to do what he tells us to do, we're being disobedient, you know what I'm saying? So I cannot be disobedient to my Heavenly Father. I cannot. I had to be obedient. Because that can save somebody's soul. That can save somebody's life. And they will also know who Jesus is.
Just give me a minute, bro. Just give me a minute. The very first, I cannot make this stuff up. This isn't planned, right? The very first video I clicked is you talking about be bold, and you got to proclaim your Heavenly Father by being bold. How would you describe yourself? Better not say bold. Bro, I would jump across the stage. You will not.
Really confident.
You're really confident?
Yes.
In what?
Speaking.
Have you been here the first part of this interview? I'm asking, you came for help with your brand, and I'm asking you to tell me about your brand, and you can't speak about your brand. How would you describe yourself as confident? Let's just start over. Shall we?
Yes.
Let's start this relationship over. Okay. I felt bad. Like, this is my little brother right here. I'm about to just, this ain't going to be a hot seat for him because he's already nervous. And then you're self-proclaimed confident. That's crazy to me. So we're going to start over, okay? Shake it off, whatever nervousness you was on. Yeah, drink some water. And I'll tell you the question I'm going to ask you so you have some time to get it together in your head. I'm going to ask you to at least just explain why you started this brand, okay? Mm-hmm. So remember that video you made where... God will help you, right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So God will help you.
Yes.
The rest of this interview.
Yes.
To be bold.
Yes.
And come off as a confident person so that when someone sees you, they say, hey, I want to study the Bible with that brother. I want whatever spiritual relationship he has. So you're telling me that you are going to be bold and confident the rest of this interview. Okay, I'm about to, are you ready for this question?
Yes.
Okay. Why'd you start your t-shirt brand?
I started because I got tired of working a 9-to-5, and I wanted better for myself, mm-hmm. and also I just wanted to become something. I always had something in the back of my mind to become something, but I didn't know what it was. And also, when I was younger, in seventh grade, I was placed in an entrepreneur class. And the teacher literally got on me every single day, like, pay attention. This can change your life, your family life, for generations, generations. I even put my hoodie over my head, try to hide from him. And he'd come over and take it off, like, what's the answer? What we just watch? And I was like, please, leave me alone. I don't want to just... Call on them, please. Call on them. And, yeah, and I've, and the reason why, like, also I started the brand.
You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
Yes. My
bold.
My family. You know, they never started anything. And I want to be the first one to start something and become successful at it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to be the first person in your family to start something and be successful at it. How bad do you want that?
Bad as I can breathe.
Really? You haven't took a breath in 2 years.
I know. I do.
So tell me what the issue is. Because this is a challenge that I have with, I'm not saying this to you, false prophets. People that are saying one thing, telling people in their congregation to do one thing and they do something else. That is a challenge that I'm having. So behind closed doors, I'm doing the exact opposite of what I'm telling people to do because I'm articulate and I can say it, or because I have an Instagram account. And this is a bit of the picture that I'm painting from you. Because you're motivating people to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. And I don't like that. And maybe you're willing to do it, but you're not going to do it. In your heart, you think, I need to tell somebody about this brand, but you're not actually going to do it. But you'll get on Instagram and tell other people they need to be bold and confident. I am afraid to go click any more of these videos. Because you're not who you say you are on social media. So when you get people in your car, Uber, you're inspiring them and to motivate them to do something that you're never going to do yourself. I'm not even telling you to sell me a t-shirt. I'm saying, tell me about it. And you start telling me about how you was in seventh grade and you're telling them to pick on other people, but you're still saying it. How old are you?
25.
25. 20 years, nothing's changed. You're still that little boy with your hood on your head saying, hey, don't call on me, call on that person. Buy a shirt from that person. You're still that same little boy, respectfully. And I'm saying this because I love you, because I want more from you. But for some reason, you don't even see that you are that, because you still call yourself confident. You're not even the closest thing to it. In fact, you're one of the least confident people that I've met in a long time. But do you see where I would get that from?
Yeah.
Question is, what do we do about it?
Answer.
I'm asking for an answer. What do we do about this?
Gonna change it.
Okay, good. How are we gonna change it?
By being bold and confident, and
it's an easy motivational speech to say, I'm going to change it by being bold and confident. But when you walk out of here, you are terrified to ask somebody to buy your apparel. What do you want to be with your, like, when you grow up?
Honestly, when I got asked that question, I didn't know.
Well, no. I'm asking you right now.
A inspirational speaker.
You want to be an inspirational speaker?
Yes.
Right now, you're not ready. However, you are the perfect candidate to be an inspirational speaker. You know why?
Why?
Because you have a lot of insecurities. You have a lot of fears. There's a lot about you that is that could use some inspiration and motivation. So the good news is, once you get over that, you become the perfect candidate, because you're going to see a shy boy that could really need, like, use some inspiration. They're struggling with a lot. You can say, I remember being there. But now we need steps to get there. The first step I need from you is to go get a sales job. I don't care what it is. Get a sales job. Go to the mall and find somebody at, like, those kiosks, and ask them if you can get a job part-time. Tell them you'll work for them for free. Every Saturday, every Sunday, from 12 to 2 or 12 to 3, I'll just work here for free. In the mall, when I was at the kiosk, the only way you make money is you have to talk to the people walking by. You have to talk to them and invite them over. Right. You have to, or you don't make money. You don't sit there and just say, hey, I want to buy. You don't sit there and wait for people to walk up and say, I want to buy. It doesn't work that way. So I want you to go to the mall, find a kiosk that's a small business owner, and say, I want to work here. Because I want to know what it's like to have to talk to every single person that walks by here and try to sell them something. Most people won't come by, but some people will. And out of the people that actually come over, most of them won't buy, but some of them will. You'll get more and more comfortable asking people to buy. That's the most valuable thing I can tell you. It's not articulation. It's not the speech. It's not about getting gigs, because you're not ready to stand in front of 20 high school students, much less a motivational speaker that's talking to thousands. I need to take you to some schools with me.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is, have you been to schools? Have you talked to some kids?
I've been to Georgia State university.
By yourself or you was with some people?
I was with some people.
Did you speak?
No.
I know. The worst is the worst thing that's going to happen. I'm telling you, and I want you to go to a high school. And I'm going to give you something to be afraid about. But if you can face this fear and get over this nasty thing that's going to happen to you, you'll be prepared to be a motivational speaker. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to bring you to a school with me, and I'm going to put you in front of my high school students. And you're going to start talking, and they're going to roast you. They are going to cook you, my boy. I'm telling you, I would bet everything I got. They are going to flame you. And it's not the sweet little girls in the front. It's them boys that sit in the back. Oh, man, it's over with. So that school he went to, if he'd have stood in front of them, it's over with. Oh, bro, they going to cook you. And you're going to say, I don't ever want to do this again. But the key is you got to do it again. You're going to have to face some of this fear. And once you start doing this, I will start to look at you not as a false prophet, because that's what you are right now. Anytime you say anything about being bold and God's going to help you and all that kind of stuff, that is fluff. You don't even believe that. You don't. Do you? Do you believe that if you pray really, really hard and you get in front of this high school student and you start stuttering how you stuttering right here, that like God will help them not laugh at you? No. I know. You don't believe that. You don't believe God's going to help you with this situation. I know. I didn't believe in God either. I said it and I used it in a whole bunch of motivational speeches and stuff, but I didn't believe it. You want to hear the story on how I realized I didn't believe it? Mm-hmm. I start going to this church, and the church worships on Saturday, and I start studying the Sabbath, right? And in Revelation 22, it says that you shouldn't add or take away from the Bible, and we can see all through the Bible that the Catholic Church did both. They added to the Ten Commandments, they added Sunday as the Sabbath, and they took away the Sabbath and a bunch of other stuff. Long story short. So he starts taking me through Genesis chapter 2 and Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and how the Sabbath and the seventh day is the same day. And then we went to Mark 16 and Mark 16, 1, and we see that the Sabbath was the day before God rose. So if we're worshiping Resurrection Sunday, there's no way that the Sabbath can be on Sunday, because Resurrection Day was after the Sabbath. After the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and he was gone, resurrected on Sunday. That's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, right? But the weekly Sabbath and Resurrection Day can't be the same day, but most churches celebrate it that way, right? So I start learning about the Sabbath. In Exodus 31:13, it shows that that the Sabbath is actually a sign between God and his people. It's a sign to show that you are my people. You belong to me, I belong to you. Without the sign, are you guys people? Not according to the scripture. So we're having all this conversation, but at this point, I'm working at a kiosk in the mall, in Cumberland Mall. Guess what day of the week is the busiest day for an entrepreneur in the mall?
Saturday.
And I would say stuff in my motivational speeches like, God will provide for you if you're willing to obey his commands. But then I learned about the Sabbath. And I'm supposed to worship on the Sabbath, Saturday. But now I got a decision to make. Do I worship on Saturday? Or do I say things like, oh, it doesn't matter. Saturday, Sunday, tomato, tomato. It was super clear. They showed me a bunch of verses supporting the Sabbath. Then I saw this article where the Catholic Church was saying, hey, we're the ones that changed the Sabbath to Sunday. We're authorized on earth to do that. That's what they said. Anyway, I'm not attacking any Catholics. I guess I did a little bit. But not you that's watching. Anyway, I have a decision to make. Do I really, really, really believe that God will supply all my needs Or do I have to take things into my own hands and work on Saturday? What would you do?
You know, faith without work is dead, so.
It's not faith at all. If you don't have the action that proves your faith, right? So, I one day realized I had faith when I told my team I'm not going to be there on Saturday. Y'all can work on Saturday, but I'm not going to be there. And I took some financial hits. This was the major turning point in my life, not just in my business, but a major turning point in my life. And then I just went on this journey of trusting God with all that I do. And it just, I'm not saying because I kept the Sabbath, now I'm blessed. It's not like a God's not a slot machine. Like, oh, I'll do this and you give me this. But that was a major turning point in my life. But I realized I didn't believe the stuff I was saying to people on stage as a motivational speaker talking about God. Now I have a license to say it. Because I walked this stuff out. I keep all the feasts of God. Right now we're in Feast of Pentecost. I'm in 5 a.m. worship and 8 p.m. worship every day for 10 days straight. So I have to wake up at 3:30 because I do the AV. I wake up at 3:30. I got to be there at 4:15. And then I jump on the morning meetup call. I am tired right now.
I can tell.
Tired. But I'm going to obey.
Yes.
So once you really start believing the stuff you're saying in your videos, you'll become more bold and you'll be more confident. But the way we're going to get there is you need to go work for someone for free where there's a bunch of people that you got to talk to and try to sell something. Because without this exercise, you're never going to be able to sell them shirts, bro. Unless you put another face of the company or the company doesn't have a face at all and you like behind the scenes and you run ads, because that could work. You start getting user-generated content. You start DMing influential people saying, hey, would you like my brand? I'm going to send you some. Can you take a picture? I'll pay somebody. I'll take my Uber money. I'll pay you to wear it. And that is a realistic thing that could work. So I'm not saying that you have to get out there and be bold. The only reason I'm pressing you in this way is because you said you are bold and you are confident, which you're not. But that's how you see yourself. And I want you to fulfill how you see yourself. That's why I'm saying you need to start this exercise. But if you didn't say that, you was like, yo, I'm real shy. I'm to myself. I ain't really trying to be in the limelight. We'd had a very different conversation. I'd be like, okay, cool. You need to be a strategist behind the scenes. Do that if that makes you more comfortable. Let's just try this one more time. Sell me on buying a t-shirt.
Say that again.
Sell me on buying a t-shirt. You have t-shirts for sale?
Yes.
You have some on you?
Yes.
How much you sell t-shirts for?
$20.
$20?
Yes.
Okay. If you can convince me to buy a t-shirt right now, I'll give you $100 for a t-shirt and you can keep the change. Okay. Hold on. Let me just make sure I'm not capping. Just make sure I got some cash on me. I don't know if I have cash. Yep. Got it. Okay, $100. If you can convince me to buy a t-shirt, I will buy a t-shirt for $100 and you can keep the change.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm not convinced. Let's try it again. I'm going to buy this t-shirt from you for $100. You can keep the change. I'm really buying four, but you get to keep the other three. Convince me to buy a shirt. And action.
Yo, what up, man? I got some shirts, man.
Do you?
Shirts, yeah.
Tell me about the shirts.
Man, the shirts, man, called Grinding Silence, the brand called Grinding Silence Apparel. It's very good quality, very comfortable. Mm. And I think you look hard in it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. How much are shirts?
$20.
Okay. So what does Grind and Silence mean?
It really means to... I'm still growing in my business to know what it means, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, at least I get to keep my $100. And you started out really good. Let's give him a round of applause. He started out really good. I had confidence. I'm paying for him and his girl on a date today. He gonna get this hunted. But you're not. How did it feel in the beginning though? Like as you started, like what did that feel like?
It was great. It was definitely great.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you need to do that more often.
Yeah.
The more often you do that first part, the easier it becomes to do the second part. You understand?
Yeah.
We gotta like just start. It's a good, it's nice.
Yeah.
I like it. I was really like, man, I would rock that.
Yeah.
For sure. But we gotta get out there. And I'm not gonna ask you to start going up to people selling your shirt right now because I just don't think you're in that stage yet.
Yeah.
But I want you to just work for somebody, and that person that you're working for them, say, look, it's okay to push me. It's okay to push me to make more money for you. I'm just doing this as an exercise because I need to learn how to get people. I need to get out there.
Yeah.
If you start that process, one, you'll become more confident. Two, your messages are going to be way more potent. Because you're getting experiences by working on something that you don't like about yourself. You don't like the fact that you can't talk right now, right?
Correct.
You get to work on that. And don't feel bad, bro. Like, you got time. You're 25, right?
Yes.
Yeah, don't feel bad. You got time to improve. Not much time. You're running out of time. We got a little time. I think I started my t-shirt brand when I was 25. 2010, 14. Yep. I was 25 when I started my t-shirt brand. The thing I had to work on was my consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like somewhat introverted too. But I just started going on this journey of becoming better. Read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Classic. And it changed my life. It just taught me about human beings, the interaction of other people. And once I started to learn my subject, once I started to learn these humans that I have to sell to, I realized, oh, here's the cheat code that I learned from the book. I learned that people love to talk about themselves. They love it.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they love talking about their expertise. So I read that book. And I realized, oh, all I have to do is get people to talk more about themselves and they like me more. So I became a good question asker, which, believe it or not, is a major reason why I'm a podcaster today.
Yeah.
I just learned a cheat code.
Yeah.
Ask questions. And then people, they'll talk to you for 20 minutes. About themselves. And they'll be like, man, I love talking to that brother.
Yeah,
I didn't even say nothing to you. You just kept talking. But you felt good about it. This is when I was younger. Like before I even started my t-shirt brand, I read that book. And I don't believe without that book, I would be able to talk about the things I talk about or talk to the people I talk to or even open up a kiosk or start a t-shirt brand. I just wouldn't be able to because I feel uncomfortable. So go get a sales job and work for free. A couple hours. You gonna go to the mall today? No? You got something to do today?
I was gonna work on my website.
For who? Who's coming to the website? Do you want to get better or not?
Yes.
If you don't want to get better, say that. Because then you're going to work on the website. You're work on the designs. You're going to find manufacturers. And you're going to do all the admin stuff. And you're never actually going to get out there and sell the stuff. So you have a well-built website. And then once the website's built, you'll be like, ooh, I got to change the copy on there. You know what? Next week, you'll be like, no, I got to change the banner. I got to change it. It needs to look better. And you will keep making iterations and you're never actually going to launch the business because you're too afraid. Go to the mall and ask somebody if you can work the sales job for free. Are you going to do it? You know, God's watching. Are you lying to me?
No. I'm not lying. I just smile a lot.
No, I'm just saying, just don't seem like you're going to do it. But you're going to do it.
Yes.
You're going to go to the, what are you going to do?
Go to the mall. Someone who's got a clothing brand in the kiosk and work for them on Saturday for free.
Could be a clothing brand. Could be like the perfumes. Could be something. Say, listen, I don't need no, start with that. I don't need no money. I'm working on being more confident. And my coach told me I need to get a sales job. You don't have to pay me any money, but show me how to talk to people. We'll make your, I'll help you make more money. You just got to show me how to talk to people. I'll work for you for free. You don't got to give me the login to the cash register or nothing. Don't. But if you need to go to the bathroom, I'll sit here and talk to people. I'll be here as an asset for you.
Okay.
You got it?
I just, somebody popped up in my head.
Somebody who has a clothing brand?
Yeah.
Who?
It's a brand called Crew.
My man Mino.
Yeah, Mino.
Yeah, you know Mino?
Yeah.
You got his number?
I don't.
All right. But. I'm about to call Mino. You going to work for him?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me. I'm about to call Mino right now. Hold on, man. Let me call Mino real quick because you're going to piss me off over here. I don't have Mino's. Somebody give me Mino's number. Give me Mino's number real quick. What's the number? I know one of y'all got it. Oh, yeah, won't say it out loud, right? You're right about it. You're right about it.
And really signed up for the hot seat to face my fears.
This is actually a really good step.
Yeah.
This is actually a really good step. Hold on, I want to do FaceTime. Hold on. How you know Mino?
From a networking here.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay. Lou FaceTime. Let's get this number in here. How come it's not? It's asking me to send a message. Oh, there we go. I'm about FaceTime. And I'm wearing a shirt. And I hate that I got tags on my hat because I normally roast people with tags on their hat. This is a brand new hat. Huh? I think he might have my number though. Hey, you. So one of y'all face you face on. Might be there right now. Yeah, tell him to answer my face on. No, from my phone. Tell him I'm FaceTiming him right now. All right. Yo.
What's up, my brother?
Why you ain't at work?
You know I got employed now, bro.
Ah, okay. I see you. Look at you. Still ain't making no money. It's all good, though. Hey. Still ain't making no money.
I'm making some money now. You see, hey, when the Braves come out.
I see you. Y'all, I got you on the hot seat. And I got a guy who, he want to work for you for free.
He want to work for me for free.
Yeah.
You know him?
No, not really.
Let's do it. Does he want to learn clothing brand, or does he want to learn how to start a clothing brand, or is he just trying to make some money?
He don't even want to make no money. He want to work for you for free. So his goal, he needs to work on his confidence. And I told him in the mall, it's a contact sport. You got to talk to people. Don't nobody just walk up and just buy. You got to talk to people walking by. So he will sit there for a few hours a week, not sit there, but like talk to people and bring people over to the clothing brand, and you're not going to take no money.
Okay. So his end goal is to build his confidence.
To build his confidence, yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'd be right there with him too.
Yeah, for sure, because he might steal. So you got to be right there with him. I don't know this brother.
I thought you was vouching.
I just met him today. You said, do I know him? I said, no, I just met him today. But he's in a hot seat. But he's harmless, bro. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
Okay. trust in you, so I trust in him. You know
what I mean? Hey, don't trust. Don't do that. I'm not vouching for a soul, my brother. So you look, you spend a session with him, you get some free labor. Mm-hmm. Have him.
No. At the end of the day, though, like with me and my mission, I want to be able to help anybody who's actually seeking help. You know what I'm saying? So I'd definitely be down to do it, though, for real.
Got it. All right, I'm gonna let you talk something real quick. Hold on.
Yo, Mino, what up, man?
Put the phone to the mic, though.
What up, Mino?
What's up? Wait, are y'all recording?
Yeah. We on the hot seat right now.
Yeah, so you want to learn how to build your confidence, bro?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I need to.
What do you think is the biggest thing that's stopping you from having confidence?
Not going up to people and selling my clothes.
And selling your clothes. Okay, yes. Ben, so the goal, you want to be able to learn how to be able to start your clothing brand and get it going.
Yeah.
I bet, bro. We're going to get you right, man. I could have the session right now, or we can be able to, he can pull up, man. Let's get right.
He about to come to the mall right now.
Yeah, I ain't that far.
Oh, you got to come right now?
Well, not right. Hold on, let me see. When are you going up there today?
I'm not going today or tomorrow, but I'll be up there Wednesday.
Who up there right now?
That's a girl up there. That'd be good for him.
Yeah, it's all right. Yo, I've heard, like, just kind of train him a little bit.
Yeah.
And actually, that'll cause both of them to do more work because she's probably just sitting there right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let me tell her right now.
I'm gonna connect you up.
She's the perfect person to speak to, actually.
Perfect. All right, we're going. Can I give him your number?
He got my number.
Huh? You got
me? He got my number.
I have a new phone.
He got a new phone. But he's gonna send a text. Zell gonna put you on, or Reese, one of them gonna put you on a text message with him.
All right, bet. Let's do it.
All right, document the process, man. It's going to be good for your brand.
I love it, man.
All right, I need some gear, too, bro. You know you're going to be 10% of your company.
Hey, I appreciate you for that, but, you know, I got something for you, man.
All right, let me know.
All right, bet.
All right. Congratulations, man. You got you a mentor. Got you a little sales job. They're not going to pay no money, but it will cash you out once you learn the skill and stop being scared of people. Okay. Last bit of homework. I want you to write out what to say when someone says, tell me about the brand. Write it down. So not right now, but write it out when you get home. If someone says, yo, tell me about the brand. Grind and silence means this. This is why I started. This is why you should be wearing it. Okay.
Okay.
So I want you to write it out. And write it out, and I want you to start saying it word for word in the mirror. Got it?
Yeah.
You could be reading the paper in the mirror. So grind and silence means the work underground is the real work on why a tree grows. So you got to grind in silence. Don't brag. Don't boast about it. Go after your goal. You don't got to talk about it. Be about it. Let your actions talk for you. No, not talk for you. Let your actions speak for you.
Yeah.
Say less. So write it out and say it, read it, and then read it again, then read it again. And eventually you'll be reading it with the paper, and then you'll be putting the paper down throughout it, and eventually you won't need the paper. And eventually somebody's going to come up to you like, oh, that's a dope brand. And you'll be like, oh, let me tell you about Grind and Silence. And you have it memorized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever want you to get caught and miss in $100 opportunity again, because that's what you just did. Yeah. But you miss way more of those opportunities because you can't say it. And you're going to miss more opportunities because you can't say it. People would buy if you just say it. Right. Then I want you to find a Toastmasters class. Hmm? Toastmasters. You heard of that before? Mm-mm. So it's a class. It's a public speaking class. It teaches you how to speak. How to be more confident in what you say, how to say what you say, how to structure a speech. They'll teach you about saying ums and likes and not using filler words. They teach you to be an effective communicator. And I believe you can just go to a class for free. They want you to sign up for a membership, but like the first one or two classes, they'll let you come for free. And they'll teach you how to speak. Okay? Any other questions?
Like to promote my brand, right?
We're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
I'm not about to teach you how to do something you ain't going to do. We got to fix internal stuff first. That fear, I'll teach you how to promote it, but then I'm going to waste my breath because you're not going to do it. Let's get more confident talking to other human beings first before we get into sales strategy and stuff and promotion and marketing. You don't need that right now. You need to go to the mall, spend a couple hours up there talking to people, speak life into them, and get them to buy one of Meal's shirts. Any other questions?
This was great because I needed this.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm a public servant over here. Right? Come on, man. I'm a regular philanthropist. I'm just helping you. And I ain't charge you.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. All right.